This is a podcast from WGBH Radio Boston. Hear more at wgbh.org/classical.
Hey, podcast listeners, I'm Michelle Sweet, producer of Classical Connections. This week on Classical Connections, we meet Roger Hall. Roger Hall is a music preservationist, and he runs the website AmericanMusicPreservation.com. He has a page on that site that spotlights six pieces that were written by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart that had their U.S. premieres in Massachusetts.
Our Commonwealth can claim composers from the colonial William Billings to the romantic George Chadwick, all the way to today's composers, like John Harbison, as important voices in the panorama of classical music. But some composers might be a bit harder to connect with the Commonwealth, like Mozart. So when we discovered a webpage called Mozart in Massachusetts, we just had to speak with its creator, Roger Hall. He's a music preservationist who specializes in vintage American music, and we asked him what kind of classical connections Mozart might have with Massachusetts.
That's why I'm pleased to talk about Mozart's music, because he's my favorite composer, and I think he was the greatest musical genius that's ever lived.
So this week we offer a review of the works of Mozart that received their U.S. premieres in Massachusetts.
There were actually about half a dozen American premieres held in Boston. The earliest one is interesting because it was the Symphony No. 41 in C, known as the Jupiter Symphony. One of Mozart's greatest symphonies, certainly. Maybe it is his greatest symphony. And that was performed as early as 1843 in Boston, the Academy of Music. Henry Schmidt was the conductor. The next one would be Symphony No. 36 in C, the Linz Symphony. And that was performed at the Music Hall in 1860.
That's the Boston Music Hall, a prominent concert venue that predated Symphony Hall.
Conducted by Carl Zeron, who was the most prominent conductor in 19th century Boston. He was involved with almost every major orchestra in Boston, including the Handel and Haydn Society. After that premiere is the Piano Concerto No. 21 in C, performed in 1876 with William Mason as piano soloist. He was from a very distinctive family. His father was Lowell Mason, the famous hymn writer, and also the man who started the music school in Boston, the first one in the country. But he was the soloist, and I would like to read the review in the Dwight's Journal of Music from 4th of March, 1876. "This concerto, from which we expected so much, did not somehow prove effective, perhaps because both music and interpreter were not in their right sphere. Mr. Mason's nice manipulation and very even, finished, quiet style of execution, which might have made it all delightful in a small room, seemed to lack force and vital accent here. It was like remembering music in one's sleep." Is the Serenade No. 12 in C, Kirchhoff 388, which was performed in 1881. Following that is another serenade in E-flat, Kirchhoff 375, and that was performed in 1895 by the Boston Symphony. Emil Power was the conductor. Then was Symphony No. 25 in G minor. That was performed in 1899, the Boston Symphony once again. So Mozart's music, even at the end of the 19th century, was still being performed for the first time.
And such premieres even continued on into the 20th century. And there we have it, six pieces by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart that received their U.S. premieres in Massachusetts. Roger Hall runs the website AmericanMusicPreservation.com, which also details other interesting facts about the musical history of Massachusetts. I'm Brian McCree for Classical Connections.
Classical Connections is made possible by an NEA American Masterpieces grant through the Massachusetts Cultural Council. WGBH Radio has another great podcast featuring live performances from our Fraser Performance Studio. It's called Classical to Go. You can visit wgbh.org/classical to subscribe to that and to see all of WGBH Radio's classical music offerings. That's at wgbh.org/classical and look for Classical to Go. Thanks for listening.